if you have a stake straight up, you know, a fence like that, uh-huh. right next to each other, you might call it a picket fence.
Yes.
If you know what I mean. Well, what other kinds of fences can you think of?
Oh, I don't
know. Now you I'm sorry, I didn't make myself clear.
Well, I mean, we have a paling fence and just like you said, picket iron, that would be paling too.
Yeah.
And I can't think of no other kind of fence. No, I can't think of no other. We have wire fences, but that don't fence. I can't think of any more.
Do you know what a rail fence would be? Have you ever heard of a rail fence?
Yeah, I have seen them. I guess could have been.
Couldn't tell me what they're like.
Rail fence. I still know about a rail fence that I've seen.
Okay. What would you call a large wooden vessel to carry water or milk in with a handle?
We call it a bucket. A water bucket.
A bucket. If it was metal, would you call it anything different? Or?
Well, a pail.
A pail.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove with?
We call that a fry pan or skillet. Frying pan.
Okay, thank you.
A griddle, a stove could call either one.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that thing on the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn it off and on?
That's a faucet.
Faucet. Would you call it anything different if it were on a barrel?
Call it a
What about if it was on a well out in the yard somewhere?
It would be a pump.
Pump. A when you buy groceries at the store, what do they put them into you for to carry them home in? What would you call that?
Paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on about that big?
That's a harmonica.
Harmonica.
A harp. Well, we call it a harp, but harmonica.
Well, who told you should call it a harmonica?
Well, I've seen it written harmonica, but now I don't know whether that's what the thing what you blow or not, but I just see harmonica and I thought that was, you know,
same
a different name.
I think they are the same thing, but most people around here used to call them harps, like you say.
Right.
And, well, I asked Otis why. He told me, he said harp, and then he says, oh, I believe the right word for it's harmonica. Of course, there's no right word. You can call it whatever you want. But I asked him, and he said, well, he thought he must have seen it on television or something.
Oh, well,
see, that's what's changing people's language. And they see something on television and read it, and then they think they've been wrong and change it. What would you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
That's a jute
harp. Jute harp.
Okay. What do you call a support, a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards on for sawing? Looks like an A. Put two of them on, you know, out there, and a carpenter puts a board across it. What do you call those?
Call on horses, not the bit, huh? You know how to put your permacross saw?
Yeah.
I think you call them horses.
Yeah.
Saw horses.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call them.
I believe that's
right.
They
call them saw horses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you call it?
Either one of them's on there.
What